I hope you brought your singing voices with you this morning because we're going to do some different things. This morning we're going to do a lot of singing together. I'm going to do a little less talking, a little more storytelling, and a lot more singing with you. So I want to invite you to join in singing. You can stay seated if you want. This call and response song that's in your teal hymnal, you don't really need the hymnal because you can just sing it right back to me. Oh, we give thanks for this precious day, for all gathered here and those far away, for this time we share with love and care. Oh, we give thanks for this precious day. It's so precious, we need to sing that one more time because we were just getting into it. So let's rise in body or spirit. Oh, we give thanks for this precious day. We're all gathered here and those far away. For this time we share with love and care. That precious spark brought into this room, you may be seated. I invite Christina Stevens to kindle the flame that reminds us of the precious spark we each bring to this space. Join me in the spirit of prayer and meditation and centering. If you feel so comfortable, I would invite you to open your hands so that your palms can reflect a receptiveness and openness to this moment and whatever it may have in store for you. Spirit of life and of love, in this beautiful time of year, when the earth reminds us of what was dormant that is now in blossom, we wonder, what is it in ourselves that might yet bloom? What love might we have yet to share? What variety and color, what openness. For we know, Spirit, that where we are closed, we are unreachable. And where we are unreachable, that is where our places of rigidness and sometimes of anger and withholding can also be found. So this day we ask that we might be flexible like the trees that move with the wind. That we might be open to change like the blossoms. That we might be willing to share of ourselves with a world full of people feeling closed off and isolated and alone. For all that we are and all that we may yet become, for all those we love and all those we may yet love, for all those that we have treated well and all those that we have disappointed. love, O God. Our lives are so full and so rich. May we meet them well this day and every day. Amen, and blessed be.
I've been fortunate that in my career, I've not had to go through a lot of job interviews. Working for the same business group that's endured a number of mergers and management changes, I've thankfully been able to mostly avoid them. That said, there's one interview question I have always dreaded. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Well, how the heck would I know? Now, I got to tell you, there's there's a corporately correct way of answering that, an answer that's really a non-answer. Well, I'm excited about the position and what I will learn in the coming years. I'm eager to become the best at it and helping the team to blah, 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 blah. Goes just like that. If you need interview coaching, I'm available. But considering my personal life, not that long ago, could I have envisioned that I would be standing here, speaking in front of a UU congregation, in a different country, with a new family and new friends? Nope. I'm not a very goal-driven person. I tend to go with the flow, where opportunity, energy, and the spirit leads me. Some folks are not that way, and that's fine. But I'm more of a enjoy-the-journey kind of person rather than a keep-your-eyes-on-the-prize person. But when I take the time to look back through the years, in quiet thought, to contemplate the path that I've been on, I see themes that have remained constant even as my life circumstances have changed. I see a deep heart desire for spiritual growth and a willingness to share my experiences and learnings with others. I see a yearning for deep connection with a larger circle of friends. I recall a distant time standing on the shores of the Salish Sea near the San Juan Islands, when I felt like I was where I belonged, among the islands and the rocks and the trees and the smell of the sea, with a feeling that spawned a dream that I might one day live in just such a place. And perhaps most deeply, I see what was a longing for a loving relationship. So, where do I see myself in 5 years? It's hard to answer that in a forward-looking way, but in hindsight, I see that on my own meandering path, all of these things have become true. I am where my deepest intentions have carried me.
For a while now, we've heard from a few people, not through our ministerial evaluation, which I know everybody's going to fill out today, but we've heard from many of you, let's mix it up. Let's do different things in the service. And so today, instead of doing a straight-ahead sermon, we're going to do a lot of singing. And we're going to do a lot of singing with some songs that I hope, much like what the choir just did for us, I love that, like a river moving forward. River, we're running free. Because I was thinking about this transformation theme, and this is the third time I've talked to you about transformation, so what more do I really have to say? I did Easter, and then I talked with you about wholesale transformation, about turning into fire. And then I thought about transformation in its most meandering kind of way. That transformation rarely arrives in our lives in a one-shot, sudden, or wholesale kind of way. More often, it is gradual, not a point A to point B kind of, I started here and then suddenly, magically, remarkably, I was there. But rather, I think transformation for most of us feels like something that includes lots of way stations, lots of round, about, maybe even a little bit sometimes like we were caught in a roundabout. But we also find, and this is where music comes in, at least for me, that sometimes there are songs, there are notes, and there are places that reinforce our moments of transformation, that push us along the way. And have you ever, like I have, felt as though sometimes a song appears just when you need it? I was, as a young person, very rabidly and probably forcefully agnostic in my beliefs. Quite clear that, as Melora sometimes says, she had a friend that used to say, "I don't know whether God exists or not, and you don't either." And then somehow, in some way in my life, through many different things, there were some difficult turns that my life took, and I found suddenly that I had need for this image of something larger than myself. After years of pushing it away, of thinking that I didn't like it at all, that this God thing was just too weird, I suddenly found that it resonated with me. Suddenly found that the notion of God resonated with me in part because I could see the notion of God in my ancestors. Black folk got through a lot of stuff leaning on God. So who was I to say it didn't exist? And then I was in a class one time and somebody told the story of Thomas Dorsey. Thomas Dorsey was an African-American man who wrote many songs, but his most famous was written after his wife died in childbirth, and then after his baby son died 2 days later. Thomas Dorsey sat down and wrote, "Precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, and I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Precious Lord, take my hand and lead me home." When I found out the story that went with that song, I could never hear it again in the same way. And so I hope this morning we'll sing some songs that may be just showing up at the time you need them most. When I was on that pilgrimage I spoke to the kids about, I would walk with these 15 members of my congregation at different times with different groups of them. Sometimes we would be alone, sometimes together. And I taught them the first song that we will sing together, which is Ubi Caritas. So Ubi Caritas says the words, which mean, where there is charity and love, God is there also. And I think that my Unitarian congregants were a little, why are you teaching us this song in Latin that is so very Christian? And yet when we got to the end of our 10 days of walking together, and we went to the Pilgrim's Mass at the cathedral in Santiago de Compostela, the nun who was leading the service got up and started singing, "Ubi Caritas et amor, Ubi Caritas Deus ibi." We're just going to sing this for several minutes, so just join in when you feel it. Ubi caritas et amor. Ubi caritas Deus ibi. Chant things like that in Tézay, France, and in places all over the world over and over. You can sing that song for 20 minutes and find new places of resonance and richness, new harmonies that you can create. After singing that song for 20 minutes, you might actually believe that where there is charity and love, God is there also. A few weeks ago, when Doreau Farrar was with us, we sang There's a River. And I didn't know where There's a River came from. But it was written by a woman named Rose Sanders, your teal hymnal will tell you. Rose Sanders was the first female judge in Alabama. She's still alive. She changed her name to a West African name, so she is now known as Faya Toure, and she became the president for a time of a place called the National Voting Rights Museum, which she founded. And Rose Sanders, now Faya Toure, coordinates the annual Bridge Crossing Jubilee celebration that marks the anniversary of Bloody Sunday in Alabama. Friends, every time now that I sing There's a River, I think about the fact that we need to believe in a river's worth of possibility within us in order to transform ourselves and to transform our world. We sing songs like There's a River because it can conjure and inspire in us all that we might need to do to change. I was looking at a few blogs about this song and what people thought about it, and this one writer said the following. When I learned this song, I did not know it was written by Rose Sanders, the first woman of African descent to become a judge in Alabama. After I found that out, I began wondering how appropriate it is for me as a white person to sing it. After all, white people are generally conditioned to believe in our somebody-ness. Dominant white culture affirms white people all the time. Or does it? She goes on, the author of this blog, to say that she went then from Rose Sanders' words to the words of Dr. King, who wrote in a speech, "What is Your Life's Blueprint?" the following. And he said this specifically to African American people, but this really is for everyone. Number one in your life's blueprint should be a deep belief in your own dignity, your own worth, and your own somebody-ness. Don't allow anybody to make you feel that you are nobody. Always feel that you count. Always feel that you have worth. And always feel that your life has ultimate significance. End quote. If we believe that we are somebody, then we can make a difference. Then we can have an impact. So you remember the song. We're going to sing it now, and we're going to weave, much like we did with Ubi Caritas. We're just going to sing it just because and until it feels like we're done singing it. All right? So then the choir's already been practicing all this. They knew where I was going today, so they're ready for me. So, there's a river flowing in my soul. There's a river flowing in my soul. And it's telling me that I'm somebody. There's a river flowing in my soul, my heart. There's a river flowing in my heart. There's a river flowing in my heart. And it's telling me that I'm somebody. There's a river flowing in my heart, in my mind. There's a river flowing in my mind. There's a river flowing in my mind. And it's telling me that I'm somebody. There's a river flowing in my mind. Once more, back to the beginning, river flowing in my life. There's a river flowing through my soul, flowing in my soul. There's a river flowing in my soul, and it's telling me that I'm somebody. There's a river flowing in my soul. I think you guys need heart one more time. Where's that river? Where's a river flowing in my heart? There's a river flowing in my heart, and it's telling me that I'm somebody. on, and it's telling me that I'm somebody. There's a river flowing in my heart. So when the world tells you you don't matter, you say, hold on now. And it's telling me there is a river. You didn't make it. I didn't make it. It is bigger than all of us. There is a river. So big that some people call it God. It's a river with a capital R, and I don't care what you call it. But that river is telling you that you are somebody. And this world is going to tell you so many ways between here and Tuesday that you're nobody, that you don't matter, that you're not good enough, you're not smart enough, you're not pretty enough. I don't know what it's going to tell you this week. It'll be new next week, so it doesn't really matter. And you need a song like that one to answer that. Because whenever the world tells you, you don't matter, you don't make a difference, you can say, and it's telling me there's a river that I'm somebody. There's a river. And you need to sing it with extra. There's a river. You can do that too. Because the first female judge in Alabama, who's a black lady, wrote that song. Do you know how hard it must have been to be her? And what did she say? And it's telling me that I'm somebody. There's a river flowing in my soul. A whole river's worth. She didn't say it's a drop. She didn't say a little light April shower. She said there's a river. Friends, we need to lean on that river sometimes. And I worry that sometimes we get too distracted by the theological what's-a-what's-its of whether that river exists and who put it there. There is a river. What matters to me is there is a river. And we all have access to it. And we didn't have to earn it. We didn't have to do anything. Just by being born, we were added to that family flowing down that river. And I've been keenly aware of that because for the last two Saturdays, I've been here with many of you saying goodbye to some of the people on the river with us. Life is short, friends, and it is precious and it is fragile. So we need to remember the river. And so as we finish our time together this morning, at least my section of the morning, we're going to sing one more song. And that's because sometimes we need to remember that these metaphors, whether it's a river or whether it's about where the charity and the love meet one another, where whatever the metaphor is, sometimes the song itself is the metaphor. We have songs in our hymnal called things like, my life flows on in endless song, above earth's lamentation, right? My life flows on in endless song. And we have a song in our teal hymnal that we haven't sung very much, but we're going to sing it together now called May Your Life Be As a Song. And it's just a simple little round that I find pops into my head occasionally. Because our lives flow on in an endless song, songs that we share with one another, that inspire us, songs that inspire us, songs that uplift us, and songs that, yes, comfort us when we need that as well. So as you sing this little round, I want to invite you to think about what your song is. Perhaps what your song is becoming the song of your life, and how that song has changed over time. What notes or what movements need to be added now? Or perhaps your song needs not more to be added. Maybe it needs to become simpler. Maybe it needs to become more Philip Glassian. I don't know. Wherever it needs to go, think about your song. Think about the ways in which your life is a song. See, then I said your song, that made me think Elton John, right? You can tell everybody this is your song. It might be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in words, oh my gosh, how wonderful life is. Now you're in the world. See, the songs are everywhere, people. They just waiting to inhabit you and take you where you need to go. So we're going to, I don't think people know this one as well, so we might need, Braden, can you just play May Your Life Be As a Song through once so you all can hear it? Lovely. You're going to be ever dancing circles in the night. Tonight, you guys are going to be laying in bed going, ever dancing circles in the night. All right, so let's try to sing this one together. 10:59 for those of you who want to see it. So it's May Your Life Be As a Song. It's at 10:59 in your teal book, resounding with the dawn to sing awake the light. Yeah. All right. Let's sing it together.
May your life be as a song, resounding with the dawn to sing awake the light, and softly serenade the stars, ever dancing circles in the night. May your life be as a song, resounding with the dawn, to sing awake the light, and softly serenade the stars, ever dancing circles in the night.
Again.
May your life be as a song, resounding.
The night once more.
May your life be as a song, resounding with the dawn to sing awake the light, and softly serenade the star, ever dancing circles in the night.
Ever dancing.
Ever dancing circles in the night.
Friends, may your life be as a song. May you find that there is a river, that there is love, that there is charity, that there is something that will take your hand when you need it. May you find that on this journey, you feel not alone, but in good company. May you always take the scenic route, and may indeed there always be a song in your heart. Blessed be. and amen. We will take now several minutes of just silence.